This podcast replay is brought to you by Sloman's Home Security. The first 40 Big O listeners right now, dial 1-800-ALARM-ME. We'll get this limited time offer, a free doorbell camera that connects directly to your smartphone with installation of your Sloman's Shield. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME.
By the way, somebody asked me, you got me thinking. That was pretty good too, by the way. Somebody asked me, will a Satoshi ever be equal to a dollar? And so when you buy Bitcoin and you buy like $1 or $5 or $15, you're buying sats. That's what it is. You're stacking sats. Okay. Whatever you buy $50, it's sats. You buy $500, it's sats. Unless you're going to buy a whole Bitcoin. Okay. So, and it depends on how many sats you're buying, right? So, example, 100 Satoshis are 6 cents. But as the value goes up, it's going to go up even more. And so somebody asked me, would a Satoshi be ever a dollar? And right now, for a dollar, you'll get 1,300 sats. Okay? You'll learn all this because this is going to become normal in your lives. All right? So the dollar will crumble. But the dollar may crumble before it is equal to one sat. That's what I was thinking about. Because think about it. 100 of them is 6 cents. So to get to a dollar, it's going to, you know, Bitcoin's going to have to be at, I don't know. I'm not that good at math. I need my wife here, my daughter for that, because they're the math geniuses. I'm the idiot. They're going to need, I don't know how many millions will Bitcoin have to be in order for one sat to be equal to a dollar. But I'll tell you this, by the time it gets to that, our dollar has completely collapsed at that point. That's the sad part. If it gets to that.